Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Check in all three channels, guys. We do our best to try to get up as many as we could quality videos. And, as many people are occupied with many things, getting ready for the challenges that are ahead of us in this crazy world in these times. So, again, Evolutionary EE Arts. And also Heart's Home. Again, you can connect quickly just by over here in this beautiful picture where you see the skies. They look a little CHEM trailed. This will take you to EE Arts. This will take you to Evolutionary from Heart's Home. And they're on all three channels, so you could quick link through. So many of these. I like the way he spells it. Conspiracies. Yes, yeah, there's so many of those things that are coming through, and well, I guess they aren't no conspiracies anymore.
No, I mean, conspiracies are really becoming extinct and fast.
Yeah, you know, and again, there's so many bots out there, you don't know. I mean, is there a whole category for misinformation bots that are looking like they are working for the people? I mean, to expose the other bots that are laying the lies. Again, we understand there's disinformation and then there's giving you some information. But again, there's got to be a little disinformation in there too. This is how they get us with like half-truths, with, you know, getting away with the distortion and the twisting. And this, by the way, is looking at an agenda. Oh, helping farmers transition to more sustainable farming practices. Improved community climate resiliency. Yeah, this is an agenda, by the way, that John Kerry over here is talking about. As you look at Gil Bates in the background, looks like he's trying to squeeze one out. Maybe he ate too much pork.
He did something all right, for sure.
Did he do that?
I don't know. Maybe he's into coffee enemas. He just couldn't hold it long enough.
He looks like he's having a hard time keeping something in then. Right. I mean, it could be that he's giggling. Now, don't forget, you know, just who John Kerry is. You know, again, we see this interlinked web. Oh, I haven't even looked at the comments yet from yesterday's Evolutionary. And we are, you know, just going to be so occupied over the coming weeks, getting ready. When we got so many things to do, got to work on greenhouse and got to work on so many things, getting prepared and ready for what's going to be a long, tough period of not being able to trust anything that you buy in the grocery store. We already don't, and we're through trial and error finding out that even at this point we have some faith in the stuff that we have stored up, and then we have some faith in local farmers, and that's what we're off to do, is to, you know, work on those relationships. Buy from your local farmers. Ask them, what do they do? Do they give the ouchies to their animals on the farm or not? John Kerry declares war on U.S. farmers. Government farm confiscations are not off the table. This is, again, where you're better off, like, trying to shoot in under the radar. Now, you know, most of us don't have the money to have 100 acres or more of prime farmland. But you again, got to be careful. If you're big enough to where you will gather some attention, then they are more likely, again, to come after you. Because if you are big enough to be able to feed a significant portion of a small community, you're big enough to be a target.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, if you are going to be working with your local farmers, and let's say they do things, you know, with the ouchie, don't get angry with them, because they're probably somebody who really is not in the know. You know, an easy conversation could really remedy that. But don't get angry. And I understand it's a knee-jerk reaction because people are really freaked out, but we need to gently talk with one another about these things.
Kerry insists the United States must massively reduce farming to meet the radical green agenda goals laid out by the WEF and the UN. Yes, the world cannot tackle climate change without first addressing the agriculture sector's emissions. You know, again, it's all about carbon. It's all, and you know, by the way, we are carbon-based life forms. Hello. They want to reduce carbon. Carbon-based life forms. They want to reduce carbon. Carbon-based life forms. It's pretty easy to see what's going on, guys. I mean, it doesn't take much to go and, you know, put that together. A lot of people have no clue that agriculture contributes to about 33% of all emissions in the world, he said during his keynote address. We can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. So all of us understand here the depths of this mission. Yeah, again, you know, this is the mission that, you know, we might not understand it in its entirety, how it rolled out, but, you know, ask the Denisovans how it played out for them. Ask the Neanderthals how it played out for them. Ask the Atlanteans how did it work for you guys. You know, again, the system, this system, well, it cleans the table, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
And when you develop your energy, you can really outright ask these questions and get answers for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, listen. This is over at the few again. Listen to this. This kind of gives you a clue.
Today, I'm really proud to sit on WEF's Power of Media Task Force, and GLAAD is a very proud partner of the Partnership for Global LGBTQI Equality, which is also known as PGLE. And PGLE was launched right here in 2019 and is a project of WEF and the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Yeah, that's really all you gotta hear. I mean, I'll give you the links, you can listen to the rest. You know, it is, again, part. It's just a part. And, you know, here we have the unouchied, won't be unouchied for long because it's in the food supply. Going back to 2018, Merck. You know, there's a reason why you got to be careful with the pigs, guys. If you want to stay organic, you know, you're going to have no choice but to look to alternative foods and look into deeper, and we will too. We promise we'll go much deeper into what is easier for them to put it in and what's much more difficult to put it in. As we've been saying, you know, from the get-go, steer clear of processed foods. Processed foods are opportunities to put all sorts of colors and flavorings and natural products, quote unquote. Yeah, into, you know, you got to steer clear if you want to stay organic. Again, this will affect you even as we exit the body. Even when we exit the vehicle, what we see is people that have, you know, done this route, gotten the ouchies, they tend to be a little bit more confused. It tends to take more time when they exit the body to right themselves and understand what's going on. There's an energetic cloud around him. This is the intent.
And, you know, our bodies can bounce back. So just continue to remain organic and pay attention really to your body when you do eat something. If you're feeling fuzzy, if you're having little allergic reactions, make note of that food and where you purchased it. So we want to get to the place where the food is transferred through less and less hands. If it can go directly from the farmer to you, that's the ideal situation, but not everybody can do that right away.
Yeah, and as we've been pointing out, this is how they operate in the shadows, talk openly in the shadows with people that are initiated in, promised to secrecy, and, you know, the secret society that unites John Kerry, Democrat, President Bush, Republican, Skull and Bones. Maybe the Skull and Bones is a bigger symbolism than you would realize. Skull and Bones, as in resetting the table, so to speak. You are not alone. Anger is building across the world. Yeah, government oppression is real. And as they say, those on the left refer to those on the right as fascist or Nazi, while those on the right refer to the left as communist. ultimately, you know, what you got to get is both sides to realize, you know, while you're fighting with each other, there's a whole new control grid over the entirety of the system. The greatest risk may be AI coming at us fast and furious. Well, yeah, it's once it is here, getting information will be almost impossible. It's been here. It's been here since the time of Yeshua. This is the big reveal. You're living on a planet that is controlled by what we would call extraterrestrial interdimensional beings. This is a farming planet, farming for human energy as well as other resources.
And we're in a position where we really do not have to tolerate it. You know, just think of the red ants and the black ants, and they are getting along peacefully. They're in harmony with one another. And say, somebody picks up this ant farm and then they shake the snot out of it. Well, these red ants and black ants are going to go for each other, not knowing that it's a different force that is disturbing them.
So, you know, we've talked about Albert Pike, who was a 33rd degree Mason. He was a Confederate general. He's got parks named after him, and he had statues that got taken down recently. But he did speak of three world wars back in August 15th, 1871. And of course, they wanted, you know, make that look like that never happened. But talking about how each war is just basically another piece in the bigger plan. Now, he was still using everything from a Christian perspective, per se. And so the big plan is to enter into ultimately a Luciferian NWO system and religion. But what is Luciferian? Again, when we look to Lucifer in the Bible, it's an original mistranslation. I'm having a hard time getting that out. We can definitely call things satanic in that they are adversarial to humanity. And it is curious that whether we're talking about Satan with his little pitchfork, you know, and his really, really reptilian-looking demeanor, or the Draconian Empire that truly is part of the control grid. The Draconian Empire is actually the one that created the AI technology so long ago in the past, which ultimately enslaved them, and then has gone on and enslaved many different planets and many different systems. So this is a huge war that's underway. It's bigger than most people can imagine. But he talked about how there was going to be three world wars planned way before the First World War ever came into being in 1914. So this is 1871. And again, they use religion. They use religion. They use political systems. They don't believe in any of the religions that are out there. They don't even worship Satan as you would think. You know, they do nasty things, per se, that they know they can utilize certain energies because, you know, there are beings that feed off of very dark emotions. So, you know, they do their wars as a blood sacrifice. It's a very, very real thing. When you look back and we talk about these secret societies and these families that are always tied to everything, the forgotten truth about the Balfour Declaration. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the whole Zionist plan to restore Israel. Again, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. They carried most of the people off to be slaves in different countries. And, you know, that was your big diaspora. There was more than one diaspora. That was the end of Israel back in those days. But it was revived. By who? By a Rothschild. Yes, it was revived just as our friend over there, you know, Albert Pike said. They were going to revive Israel back in 1871, he said this. And of course, you know, the controllers have gone in to try to discredit that. You know, again, they're fact-checking. They're fact-checking everything. They have to make it look like it's a series of random events. They can't have it all be planned out. That would expose the bigger plan. But it was a Rothschild, one of the insiders that brought about the Balfour Declaration, which said, you know, basically, hey, we got to pull them back. They've been all over the world for 1900 years. Let's bring them all back together again, create a new homeland. When you look to here, this is a map in 1850. And it's interesting because I was looking for maps that didn't have this little subset, because this almost gives you the idea that Lebanon, Israel, and Palestine were there as separate countries in 1850, but they weren't. They were all part of the Ottoman Empire, which is this red. So, you know, again, they want to give you, and here they are showing today's countries in this area with the Ottoman Empire there. Here you see the Egyptian Empire, Persia, which is Iran again. When we go back through time, we see that really for most of history, Israel did not exist. But it's a key point in bringing about the contentions and the wars upon the planet. And again, it's also where we get the Abrahamic tradition from, at least some of it, because the Abrahamic tradition is taken from multiple other sources. As you look all the way back to you know, ancient times, you see that the map's always changing. Countries come and go. Pope Leo, 1513-1521, he was the pope. Never has a pope been so dedicated to expensive earthly pleasures than Pope Leo X. He spent huge fortune left by his predecessor in just 2 years. He had a fetish for bawdy jokes and obscene comedies, which were often performed in the Vatican with cardinals as actors. To maintain his lavish lifestyle, he sold indulgences. An indulgence was pardon from hell for the sins, such as murder, polygamy, sacrilege, perjury, and witchcraft. His nepotism was as corrupt as any pope, appointing his son to cardinal at 14 years of age. When his cardinals conspired to kill him, he had the flesh of their servants ripped off with red-hot pincers to extract information. At a large banquet of dignitaries, Leo X made the most infamous and damaging statement about Christianity in the history of the church. How well we know what a profitable superstition this fable of Christ has been for us and our predecessors. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty... And then again, the fact checkers try to discount that statement, but look at the acts. He was pretty bad pope. You know, this... What the heck is what the heck is heavenly about him? Nothing. Nothing. You know, and this is typical, though. I mean, you know, maybe he was a little bit worse than some, but again, it was all about power and control. And it's all about utilizing religion, utilizing politics, utilizing medicine, all these things as means to control the masses.
And he is one that just, you know, he's just not hiding it. You know, all the other ones, they're just as much of a character as this guy. This guy just, he was just very open about the way things are.
And again, you know, we do have Yeshua as one of our main guides. So there was a historical Yeshua. Again, this is where they take the truth, because there's something in there that's going to resonate with people, and they distort it. So his mission wasn't about blood sacrifice. It was about fighting the system. The same thing we're trying to do today. He was trying to point out, hey, the system is the problem. Your rulers are the problem. The money system is how they control you. And they also control you through your religions, your ideologies, any means they can. So what do? They get his mission swept under the table, tell you to worship him, make it a blood sacrifice. That way you're condoning the entire idea of blood sacrifice. And thus they can blood sacrifice humans through war and other means. Religious wars are one of them. And you're basically condoning it when you say the Nicene Creed and you say that you believe that Yeshua died on the cross for your sins as a blood sacrifice. When you drink the cup, you know, that's the wine that turns into the blood, and eat the wafer, which turns into the body, isn't that an act of cannibalism? I mean, seriously, it's pretty obvious. You are partaking in their sins. This is what they are trying to get you to do. You got to realize, if the world is ruled by Satan, then it's pretty obvious that the major religious systems in the world are going to be satanic in origin. It's even out there. that there's going to be a satanic delusion in the end days. Well, the satanic delusion is them. It is the fundamentalist point of view. It is the, you know, it's the mainstream religions themselves that have distorted all the natural truths. Really, all you need is love, honestly. That's pretty much it. Love and compassion. And that will start to set you free. You don't need all the dogma.
No, and really ask yourself, and I think this is a very fair question, why would anyone even want to pretend to eat the flesh and drink the blood, really?
Because again, this is alluding to other things that are done in secret. This is part of the big control grid. And yes, you know, the controllers are truly satanic. They've given us that. And when people will say, well, why would they tell us all the truth with the prophecies? Because they're getting you to live out the prophecies and help to manifest them. What is the ultimate end of the Bible? Well, God is here on the planet. And in fact, there's no more sun and moon. Sounds a lot like you've been taken away on a ship with artificial light. And humans will serve him. Yes, going back to the Anunnaki slaves and the slave masters. This is your Revelations 22. No more tears. Yeah, they've driven everything out of you. You know, again, this is all part of the big reveal that is right there in front of our face. It's right in front of our face. Humans as slaves.
I know, and I was really enjoying the horsey and nibbling on the kitty there. So I think it's just awfully cute that no matter who we are, where we're from, what size, we can get along. We can figure it out.
Yeah, and as you see, you know, there's many people that have brought it up. Anunnaki and the birth of a slave race, etc. The Abrahamic traditions come mostly from Sumeria. Again, where's Abraham from? Abram. Ur of the Chaldees, which was a Sumerian city. And, you know, again, when you look to, well, who was his god? Because each one of these Sumerian cities had their own patron deity. We look back to the Anunnaki literature, and it says that they divided up the tribes of the earth amongst themselves. We look to Deuteronomy 32:8. It tells us the same thing. The lands, the tribes of humanity are divided up by these Anunnaki beings as playthings. They play with their armies like you would play with an army as kids. This is the big reveal. This is the big reveal. But they themselves are slaves. They have given in to the AI draconian Borg. And so they just view us as more slaves. And this is why you have so much slavery being condoned in the Bible. But again, animals, you know, they get along cross species in many cases so much better than humans.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could be predator or prey, but that doesn't mean you have to take that role.
No, you could be friends first and foremost and look past the differences.
Indeed.
As always, guys, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.